Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 22, 2024. When will the war in Israel end? Question. This question is difficult to answer. When do you think the war will end? Answer. When we realize that there is no other way out. Only if we love, support, open our hearts to each other, provide whatever help is needed, and are ready for this to be the base law of human life, then it will happen. Question. What does it depend on? Answer. Again, it depends only on us. Only we can shorten all these times and bring nations closer together, just us. Question. And how do we drive this importance into the heart and into the mind, that this is what we must come to? Besides the fact that we are formatted from above. Answer, yes, we are being squeezed from all sides, but we only need to develop this and explain to the world that the right state of humanity is love your neighbor as yourself. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 12, 2024. Personal pressure. Question. If the Creator puts pressure on us, it turns out that He does not put pressure on everyone personally but on the group and the relationship between us. How can we make a restriction and build a screen together? Answer. The fact is that so far, this work is individual for each of you. You must perceive the impact of the Creator as personal pressure. He pressures everyone by wanting you to move forward, receive His light, and see how lucky you are or not. The Creator sends you these signals so that you can determine the state of connection that you are in with Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 4, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, the prayer that one should always pray. Not to worship other gods. Comment. In Shemati 88, Balha Sulam talks about idolatry. You mention that idolatry is the belief in other forces, but that also comes from the Creator. My response, if you believe that everything comes from one Creator, then you have no problem. The article discusses how in past centuries, 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, people believed in upper forces that resided in trees, water, rivers, and the sea. So they worshipped various objects and natural phenomena. Today this is almost non-existent. Question. Is the exaltation of someone also idolatry, and how should we react when this happens within us? Answer. If we elevate certain individuals above others, we must be cautious to ensure it does not resemble worshipping other gods or idols. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 6, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. All the work is only where there are two ways. Part 1. Purify ourselves from intentions of for our own sake? Question. When we enter the intention of for the sake of the Creator, are we automatically in purity? Answer. No. We need to go through many various actions to purify ourselves from all the klipot, from all the intentions for ourselves. Only then will we free ourselves from them. We gradually rid ourselves of all klipa, unnecessary thoughts and unnecessary desires, and become more sharply directed toward connection with the Creator. This is called purification from klipot. Question. How can we check the purity of our intention? Answer. Through our attitude toward the friends. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 3, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. The Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. What can we rely on along the path? Question. The primary sources say that if there is faith, no support is needed. But we rely on the group, the teacher, and the Creator always. Why should not there be any support? Answer. The group and the teacher should always be there, since each of you exists within them. You must strive to have a connection through the group and through the teacher to the Creator. Question. It says that the inner point in the heart relates to the inheritance of our ancestors. How do our ancestors help us in merging with the Creator? Answer: they are constantly pulling us along and thereby helping us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 3, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam: the Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. Grasping onto the Creator. Question: what do you do in a state of complete disappointment and loneliness when you do not feel a connection with the group and consequently do not have the opportunity to connect with the Creator? Answer: when feeling your loneliness, insignificance, and absolute hopelessness in your attempts to connect with the group, you should try to sense joy from reaching the right point. When a person sees that he is incapable of doing anything, he has the opportunity to grasp onto the Creator and see that the Creator gives him a chance to rise. Question: can the suffering of our friends due to our insufficient unity in the group be equated with the suffering of the Creator? Answer: yes, then we can respond to the Creator exactly as He requires from us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 5, 2024. Writings of Rabash: Three Prayers. After the restriction. Question: is restriction a process where I have restricted everything, or should I make a restriction for every desire and every unfolding state? Answer: as soon as you feel that some kind of desire is revealed in you, you should restrict it. The following action will be the desire to connect with the Creator in the measure of equivalence to Him. This is working with reflected light. That is, after the restriction, we can begin to open ourselves to bestowal for the sake of bestowal and even to receive for the sake of bestowal. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 4, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam: the prayer that one should always pray.